Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
I have to say, I love the first line of a recent essay that was written by our next guest. 2021 is the year our relationship with work changed forever. This is something I agree that we're going to be looking back 10 years from now and saying, this is when it all started to change.
Yeah, the question is what changes stick and to what extent do we go back to the old normal? Hey, those words were written by Dan Shapiro, the chief operating officer of LinkedIn. He joins us once again on Bloomberg Business Week on the phone from Palo Alto, California. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. It's really great to have you back, especially after such a wild year when it comes to the way that people feel about work and the relationship and the changing relationship that they're having with work. You write about something that you call the Great Reshuffle. What is that?
Well, the Great Reshuffle is this idea that right now more people are reconsidering what they want to do in their jobs and what they want to do with their careers than any time in recent memory. We ran a survey at LinkedIn that suggested that 59% of professionals in America in 2022 are going to rethink what they want to do. And what's interesting is that is happening at a time when there hasn't been a tighter labor market for professionals in recent memory. The economy is growing again. There's a massive imbalance in supply and demand for digital skills. And what that means is that as we come out of this pandemic period, as the world becomes more endemic and companies reconsider their policies for how they're going to work in this new world, that employees have a much stronger voice than they used to in this resetting of expectations. So it's going to be a really interesting year.
So I do wonder too, though, Dan, like I feel like the pendulum can swing big time, and workers do, it does feel like they are in the driver's seat right now, as so many employees, pick your employee, they're all scrambling for workers. So employees in many ways can set their terms. Does that stick when the labor market corrects itself and a more normal labor market is back with us? Do workers continue to have that leverage and that power?
Only time will tell, but I think there's reason to believe that digital skills in particular are going to remain very tight for the foreseeable future. If you look at what's happened over the last few years, we were already on this journey around companies going through this idea of digital transformation, really digitizing their businesses. And the pandemic only accelerated that. If you think about the expectations consumers have now about what they expect when they interact with a restaurant or a retailer, it is a much more digital experience. And that's placing more and more burdens operationally on the companies that need digital talent to make those things real. So that is likely to continue for quite some time. And that will likely drive some of the policies and practices that many companies adopt. So I think that there's some real staying power here.
What about for elements of this that don't stay? We're already seeing companies call their workers back to work right now. But we're seeing some shifts. You know, Carol and I talked about Apollo for private equity employees offering that 1 month of remote work. That's something that, Carol, I mean, you've covered this stuff forever. That was unthinkable a few years ago, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's really fascinating to see, like, even the financial firms who have been pushing back, saying, okay, you can work from home.
So, Dan, where are the things that go back to what they were where they were before? What are the changes that don't stick?
I wish I had a crystal ball. I think that the thing that is most resonant with employees right now is this concept of flexibility.
Yeah.
People are happier. They report being happier when their jobs are more flexible. You see that looking at remote jobs is something that, if you looked at all the jobs on LinkedIn and how many people were viewing different kinds of jobs, just a few years ago, less than 10% of the jobs were remote eligible that people looked at. That number is now 40%. 40% of all the job viewing is people curious about remote roles. And so I think that the idea of flexibility is something that has staying power. Exactly where the lines are drawn about what kind of flexibility works, such that businesses can meet their needs and the teams can be functioning.
Right.
I think that's going to be something where everyone's watching everyone and time will tell.
You know, I recently caught up with the CEO of Cisco and Chuck Robbins, and even he conceded, and a company like Cisco, they have been doing hybrid work, you know, for years pre-pandemic. That's just the way many in the tech industry have been working. But even he acknowledged being a little surprised at how innovative everybody really could be during the pandemic. Technology has made that much more possible. Like, I think about, you know, as much as we make fun of all the Zoom calls and things, you really can almost feel like you're with people.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of technological innovation in this space. Every leader has likely gone through a journey of being skeptical about how teams would operate when they were from home or in a hybrid capacity. And things have worked in a lot of ways better than expected. And that is coming at a time when there's more investment from software companies in trying to make this better for people. So as those things come together, I think there's a lot of optimism, at least I hold, that these working styles will be effective. But exactly where we land, I think, is going to be something we'll have to see.
Do you think, Dan, honestly, anything is lost with that being in person with one another? Because I do.
What I can say is that we have, on occasion at LinkedIn, had opportunities in a way that was safe and in compliance with health guidelines. We've had opportunities for some teams to spend time together in person. Mm-hmm. And it is like a spark of energy.
Yeah.
It is a breath of fresh air. People love having those moments. Now, whether that becomes something people do more periodically as opposed to every day, it's interesting. But I think you will continue to see the power of being together and creating connection as being really fundamental to how great teams work.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Dan, eager to talk to you about this story that we highlighted a little earlier in our broadcast about New York City requiring employers to list the minimum and maximum salaries on job postings. That's going to start this spring, according to the Wall Street Journal. It's getting some opposition from business groups. Can you talk a little bit about the way that being transparent with these positions when it comes to salary can empower workers?
Absolutely. Well, it's a broad trend. The trend towards salary transparency has been happening for years. And I think one of the guiding principles behind it is that there's evidence to suggest that it helps remove bias in the process. Some people of different backgrounds negotiate differently, and oftentimes the transparency that you can bring to the conversation yields outcomes where there is less bias in terms of pay. And so I think that's one of the things that's driving it, and it's something that we think is a positive.
Are you seeing more companies post on LinkedIn those salary ranges for jobs that are being offered? Like, do you have any data that shows that the trend is happening on LinkedIn too?
I don't have any data myself right now, but I know it's a broad trend that's going on in the industry.
So it is.
I mean, the other thing that's going.
Yeah, no, please continue. Please.
I was just saying, the other thing that's going on is obviously we're in an increasingly inflationary environment, and companies are trying to figure out how that's going to play out in their compensation packages. And particularly as it's a tight labor market, workers are asking questions around what does that mean for my pay? And similarly, companies are grappling with, as employees are working in different locations in the same job, how do they reconcile whether they pay different amounts in different cities for similar work? So what we're going to find as we enter into 2022 is a world where executive teams are going to have to think through pay policies as one of the core questions that they ask themselves.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because, you know, we've seen over the last few decades, Americans just don't move around anymore. And this flexibility of being able to work at home, if you think about it, even on a global scale, you could kind of potentially work anywhere, raise your family anywhere, and maybe work for any company. I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing, Dan, if you think about that.
It's opening up a lot of opportunity for people. And honestly, it's opening up a lot of opportunity for companies that are able to adapt to these new working styles and tap into labor pools that weren't possible in the past. So I think this is like any moment where the rules are changing, there are going to be winners and losers. And I think companies and people that adapt to the new norms are going to do quite well.
Well, and so that's something I want to just push you a little bit, because there are companies that are like, yeah, this is just a temporary thing. Do you think they're wrong in thinking that? And those companies that don't embrace more flexibility in their workforce where they can, will they be left behind? Will they be penalized?
I think that flexibility is here to stay. I think what that means in a given industry or for a given company, I think we'll learn over time. But the reason that flexibility, I think, is here to stay is because there continue to be core talent in digital areas, technical skills that are going to remain in incredibly high demand. And those are some of the loudest voices that are asking for this kind of flexibility. And so until we see a market where those dynamics aren't in play, I think flexibility in some form is going to be part of our future.
Dan, I'm wondering about what you think about how employees can help shape the future of their workplace. If somebody's listening right now or watching us right now, what advice would you give them about how they can use this as sort of this rare moment in the history of U.S. work to really shape the workplace how they want to see it?
Well, I would encourage everyone to think about what it feels like to be a manager right now. Mm. It's a hard job to be a manager. The playbooks that you probably learned over the course of your career to connect with your team, to help them learn their job, to onboard new employees, it is a very different environment than we had just a few years ago. And so I would start, if I were at a, if from a company perspective, think about the roles that your frontline managers are playing, interview them, listen to what they're going through, and help bring them tools and frameworks to help them be successful. Because the greatest companies and the greatest employee cultures often are built off of exceptional frontline managers. And I think that's a place where every company can focus.
All right, we're going to leave it on that note. Hey, so nice to catch up with you, Dan. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Dan Shapiro, he's Chief Operating Officer at LinkedIn, on the phone from Palo Alto, California.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.